Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A lot of injuries to take a look at. We'll talk about that coming up. 10 toes down, top of the hour. Can't wait. That's 20 minutes away. We'll check in with Vegas, get a book report from Chuck Esposito in the 11 o'clock hour Eastern as well. All right, Sam. So we're at the point in the week, now Thursday, where you're starting to get books say, okay, this team's popular, that team's popular. If I were to say that right now in the NFL week number 4, there is one public dog, who do you think it is?
Public dog in the NFL.
One public dog. Yep.
No.
A lot of favorites love.
Let me ask, is it a 2.5-point dog or is it a bigger dog?
Bigger.
Okay. Giants.
Not the Giants. I do think it's
Panthers?
Predictable.
Panthers?
Nope.
I don't know. Give up.
Colts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me. That number came down. I don't know that was sharp money with the Colts. You would have a better idea. We'll talk to Chuck Esposito about that. But that was 4.5, and we're still sitting 3.5, right? The Rams hosting the Colts?
Yeah, 3.5 basically everywhere, including BetMGM.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Public's backing them. Like you mentioned earlier, haven't played from behind. Most of their damage has been at home. And then this past week, yes, they had a runaway victory, but it was against one of the worst teams, definitely the worst coaching staff in the NFL, in the Tennessee Titans. They did do it on the road, so you want to give them that credit, give them that 3-0 credit. But this is a different beast going to visit the LA Rams, matching up with McVay. So yeah, the public is jumping in on that, saying, give me the Colts and more than a field goal against the Rams.
Okay. I could see it. I wouldn't be running to bet the Colts this weekend. I also think there's this realization that, oh, maybe they are good. And now I get points. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of Johnny come lately. The train has already left the station. You're jumping to try and grab on and make sure you're a part of it. You don't get left behind. And then the Rams win by 10. And you're like, I knew they sucked. That's how this could very well go. You haven't bet the Colts at all. Haven't done it in 3 straight games. Now they're 3-0 catching points, and you're interested.
Now you're doing it. Mm-hmm. You guessed Giants, right? Like, New York's a big market. They're a popular team. Excitement around it. Nope. There are some books saying that the Chargers are the most popular play so far. They're betting against Dart, which is interesting. Can't wait to see where the room is at. And then Chiefs-Ravens. Why? Why are you betting the Ravens? That's what they're doing. I can't do it. Not with my money. I'm not saying you have to bet the Chiefs, but I don't know why you're betting the Ravens right now.
I will probably get there on Kansas City. I've also talked about them in a teaser. Good news yesterday on Worthy. Looks like he's going to go, obviously. News. Big deal. It's only one player, but it changes a lot because you can do different things with Xavier Worthy, right? He could obviously hit some home runs. You could run trick plays with him. He's got speed, and that's their issue right now. There's not a ton of speed. Everything they do is slow and methodical, and you're throwing to guys like Hollywood Brown and Juju, and you got backs that don't have this lightning speed. Like Kareem Hunt, when you think of Kareem Hunt, you don't think of lightning. You think of thunder. And Pacheco's never been a big breaker. Worthy provides much-needed speed, also deception. I know he's only one player, and we always harp that, you know, one receiver isn't worth a lot, relatively speaking. But that's a big deal for how they operate because it puts everybody closer to their natural role. And then eventually they get Rashee Rice back, and now you're stacked. Now you're where you need to be, and you get more development from your young offensive linemen, and you feel like you can make a push second half of the season. So Fox wants picks, naturally, for all the big games. So I got an email Monday. Hey, can you write your best bets for Baltimore, Kansas City? Sure, I'd love to. Love to. So I went Chiefs. And inside the story, I hinted about obviously teasing them up to 8.5 and also doing what we talked about on this show, parlaying Chiefs playoffs with other things. Baltimore's defense is a problem. And I think still this game should be closer to a pick 'em. So when they opened at 3, Westgate opened it up Sunday night. They opened at 3, and within 10 minutes it got hit to 2.5. Now they're going to fight around the 3. Guys are going to bet it to 3. Other guys will bet it off the 3. And we'll probably live in that 2.5-3 range all week. I don't think it comes any lower or goes through 3. But I do think Kansas City catching 2.5-3 at home is enticing. I do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Matabuke already out. They already said that for this game. So he's not going to be playing Worthy. If you're limited on Wednesday, no, he practiced in full. I think he's good, man.
I do too.
We'll see how it responds. So, yeah.
No, that's I didn't see anything on Van Noy. I don't think I saw anything on Van Noy. He's been out too for Baltimore, obviously. But they leave a lot to be desired. And with Worthy coming back, I would think that Kansas City can attack Baltimore's defense. We'll see.
Jaden Daniels, on Wednesday he was limited. He was asked, how much running and cutting have you been able to do so far? His response was, enough to feel good if I play on Sunday. So he wants to be out there. They are a 1-point road favorite, Washington at Atlanta. The Falcons coming off a brutal performance.
Yeah. End of the show yesterday, I gave Falcons. So
yeah,
I'm sort of buying into the rumor that we might not see Daniels. That number was 1.5 at the time. Now it's It's pick 'em at a couple places. I see offshore Atlanta favored by one at a couple places, including Chris. So there's a good chance Atlanta is going to move to the favorite, assuming Daniels is out, which is what I assume at this point. When you get bookmakers texting you, not looking good on Daniels, and we just got hit on the other side, guys like that usually aren't wrong. They usually have an idea of what's going on. So I never thought Daniels was going to play. Again, I'm not saying that he's out, but it's not sounding good, and they're not betting it like he's playing. So if you follow the money, you see the support come in on Atlanta, and it's very difficult for a lot of people to get to that side. Well, they just lost 30-0. How can I bet them? Well, it's one game. A bad game at that, but it's a new week against a new team, and now Marcus Mariota's likely got to go on the road and do it in Atlanta. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Philadelphia's laying 3.5 on the road, man. Eagles -3.5. Their edge, Nolan Smith, he goes on IR yesterday. And we find out that Mike Evans is out for probably a month. They're saying 3 to 4 weeks with this hamstring injury. It's going to be a whole lot of Ibuka. Bucks, 3 wins, but all very close. They've won by 1, 2, and 3 points. Comeback victories at the very end in all of them. You know the public is going to come in heavy on the Eagles. And this number is not budging.
No, it's not. I know some guys that laid 3 on Philly. The 3s are gone. Now it's 3.5. Philly is not a team that people are excited about right now. I don't know why. I would think that Philly would be more of a public team week to week, but it really hasn't been. And we saw the wise guys probably correctly bet the Rams. I mean, anybody who bet a 4.5 or a 4 or even a 3.5 had the right number for 57 minutes or whatever, and then just
rough.
Go south at the very end. I mean, eventually Tampa's going to have an issue with a defense like Philly's. I know Smith is out, and that came across the other day. So many injuries on that offensive line. So many. And Fangio has been so good at just preying on weak offensive lines forever. I'm inclined to think that Philly wins. Maybe by a touchdown. Did not bet it, though. Have not put it in contest. It is funny. I'm like, oh, wise guys bet Philly. I don't like it, though. Who am I? Who am I to say, oh, I don't want to lay 3.5? Well, these guys laid 3. And obviously, the 3 in the NFL is way more important than the 3 in college. We all know that. But they laid 3. Actually, I got the list right here. I got the 3 sides they played. They got the Eagles. Okay. They got the Panthers. And the Falcons. Those are the 3 that they played this week.
Panthers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Their receivers there, McMillan, Leggett, did not practice. It's like Tet, it sounded like he said he was going to be fine come the weekend. At least
it sounded like Wednesday. A maintenance We're, day, didn't it? Sounded like a maintenance day?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. 5.5, that's just sitting there. They're not going to 6. You know, I brought up the idea of Patriots and Survivor, and that's a different conversation. Patriots just getting out of there with a win at home versus Carolina. I know what the score said. The score was not indicative of what happened in that box score as far as the yardage and that game. That thing just got away from Atlanta. But, you know, Carolina, 5.5. They completely changed the Patriots' depth chart, the running back, finally. Guys, a little late. React during the game. How about it? Benching Stevenson. Ramondre in practice yesterday, as you know, he was 3rd on the depth chart. So he goes from fumbling away the game. They let him do it a couple of times to where they finally get him out of there. But now he's 3rd.
If Gerard Mayo was the head coach, what's the appetite to bet New England here? It's probably none.
Zero.
Oh, Vrabel.
Zero.
Vrabel's here now. Oh, only 5.5. It's Vrabel. You know how I feel about Vrabel. I like Vrabel, but the Vrabel hype is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I do think they win, though. Do you think they win, Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, they're a 5.5-point favorite, but I'm not laying it. No way.
Yeah. No. Oh. And those people in the Boston area are going to lay it. I think that's insane. Yeah, I wouldn't lay it either. 5.5. Who are the Patriots to be favored by almost 6 here? Like, that's crazy. Crazy to me, even though I'm not buying the Carolina Panthers either. Joe O, Sammy P. All right, we got 10 toes down. It's a Thursday. We do this every Thursday. Taking stances, hot takes on the other side. Everybody on the show gets involved on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.